Essay, movement, outsourced. An electronic car unlocker and a tea bag are convenient. But what I've realized is when we say or think convenience, it's not as much about saving time as it is about reducing movement. We can grasp sedentary behavior as it relates to exercise because it's easy to see the difference between exercising 1 hour a day and not exercising 1 hour a day. My work in the past has been about challenging people to also be able to see the difference between exercising 1 hour a day and not exercising the other 23. More subtle still, and what I'm asking you to do now, is see how the choice to move is presented to you every moment of the day, but how most often we select the most sedentary choice without even realizing it. Our daily life is composed of a lot of seemingly innocuous ways we've outsourced our body's work. One of the reasons I've began focusing just as much on non-exercising movements as I do on exercise-type movements is that I feel that the 10,000 outsourcings a day during the 23/24 of your time hold the most potential for radical change. Be on the lookout for these things. To avoid the movements necessary to walk around to all the car doors, or just to avoid turning your wrists, or to avoid gathering your tea strainer and dumping the leaves and cleaning the strainer, perhaps even in your dishwasher, you have accepted a handful of garbage, plastic, future landfill, and a battery. To avoid the simplest movements, you have, without realizing it, required other humans somewhere else in the world to labor endlessly, destroy ecosystems, and wage war for your convenience. Sedentarism is very much linked to consumerism, materialism, colonialism, and the destruction of the planet. If you're not moving, someone else is moving for you, either directly or indirectly by making stuff to make not moving easier on you. You are born into a sedentary culture, so 99.9% of your sedentary behaviors are flying under your radar. Start paying attention. What do you see?